Welcome to the next new one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. On to the next no one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it. Hold up. On to the next no one world government. No thanks, crooks, scoots, and spooks, start shoving it. Al Gore, hockey stick, shovel it. Man, bear, pig, so cereal, imperial, bumble it.
All right, we're here in Toronto. Church of Climatology.
Church of Climatology.
Al Gore was giving a keynote speech discussing, you know, climate change, of course. And we went to this event to cover the event as a media outlet. And we were there for no longer than about 45 minutes, and we were asked to leave the grounds.
We were holding up large signs, and one of them says, "You're feeling warmer," trying to get us hypnotized. The other sign I had was the only green Al Gore cares about with the large $100 bill on it. And we were out there for, like I said, about an hour. For security, escorted us off the ground, saying we're not allowed to film or hand out flyers inside.
They told us that their grounds are from the Prince's Gate down to Dufferin, and from Dufferin down to Lakeshore. And then he said, "So you're gonna have to get off the grounds." So I said, "Okay." So the other side of the Prince's Gate is where you're telling me to go. So I went to the other side of the gate, and we were there for about, I don't know, 10 seconds. I just started rolling, and security came up to me, one lady, and she said, "Well, you guys are gonna have to get on the road," she said. Said, "You can't be here, you're gonna have to just move along onto the road." I said, "Well, obviously we can't stand on the road, I mean." So as I was trying to get clarification, okay, where is this property line then? You just told me it's the gate. So now as I'm trying to get clarification of where the property line is, the security goon thug came up to us and...
Don't point that in my face.
Whoa, hey.
I could see the white on his hands going like that because he was squeezing so hard. I was waiting for my camera to snap. And I said, whoa, take it easy. What are you doing? And so basically that is assault.
This lot is our lot. Okay, this is Gore lot. This is not straight out.
I thought you said this side of the gate.
Okay, look at my finger. See all the way up there?
Okay, now
I
know.
Go to the camera. Turn the camera off.
Is the exhibition a public grounds, would you say? Were you surprised that you were not allowed?
Yeah, well, the thing is, there are no trespassing signs. There are no anything like that. The public walks through there all the time. People on bikes, you know. And that's the same thing with right out front the gates. They said...
Exhibition Place has been Toronto's showplace for over 100 years of industrial innovation. We have North America's first urban wind turbine.
There's a lot of not in my backyard stuff with wind. Put it in my backyard, please.
We have Canada's largest urban solar installation and the first municipally owned tri-generation hydrogen system. We know if we can do it there, businesses, people, other institutions can do it.
In this current movement of truth and people taking action, which is awesome, I feel it's important to remain calm and not to engage with the guards or the police in any kind of an aggressive manner, because it doesn't help the situation. But what you do is you follow up.
What happened was they actually phoned the CNE and they phoned the bylaw office and they found out that security lied to us. The Prince's Gates were the boundary. So we were lied to. And as you can see, the security guards act like complete jerk-offs by Dan from Press for Truth. One of his staff members holding the camera was assaulted. And that's against the law. He probably could charge if the cameraman got hurt. We were peaceful. We obeyed everything they told us, and we just used their logic against them. That's all we did.
This is Gore Lot.
We're here with Al Gore's ice company.
We need the CO2.
Church of Climatology.
Everybody wants a clean environment, but the governments and corporations and activists who are selling us the climate change and global warming myth and the carbon taxing solution are lying. We need to understand that. We need to expose that. We need to find real solutions against a global threat to Canadian sovereignty.
The climate crisis has an impact on everyone, everywhere on Earth.
You know, the environmental movement, for the longest time, obviously their heart's in the right place. We all want to make this Earth a cleaner, better place to live. However, the current global warming movement has basically hijacked the environmental movement, the legitimate people who are trying to make a change for the good, and are turning it into what I say is more of a new age agenda to unite the world on one issue that we can all get together. Because as a lot of people, researchers in this area know, they often use a technique referred to as problem-reaction-solution. And if the problem is a global problem and it's everyone's problem, and the reaction is a global reaction, then the solution is going to be a global solution. So it's all part and parcel of the New World Order, the One World Government.
To the next, no one world government. Take your carbon tax and start shoving it.
This is Gore Lot.
Al Gore has always been used by the elite. If you look at his track record, anything he's touched, anything he's ever been involved in, is directly given to him by the elite.
Right, and we're still questioning the 2000 election.